Today's reading is taken from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hand and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
"Peace be with you," says Jesus in our reading. I wonder how you feel about peace today. If peace for you means space and an absence of conflict, then maybe you are desperate for peace in a house full of noisy family members. If you live alone or are self-isolating, then maybe peace and quiet is something that you have far too much of. Or maybe you're crying out for inner peace during experiences of grief and sorrow. Today's Bible passage speaks to us of the peace which Jesus brings, true peace, whatever we're going through. We're going to look in particular at verses 19 to 22. Verse 19 tells us that it was the evening of that first day of the week. The day in question is the one when the tomb of Jesus has been found to be empty, and Jesus himself has appeared to some of his followers. It's a day, I imagine, when those who had encountered Jesus were stunned and overjoyed, and those who had heard about what had happened were confused and bewildered, not knowing whether to trust what was being said, not knowing what to believe, still suffering the overwhelming grief of losing the friend they loved. On the evening of this day, the disciples are together behind locked doors because they are afraid. Jesus has been arrested by the leaders of their religion, handed over to the Roman authorities, tortured and killed, publicly and brutally. The disciples, as close friends of Jesus, are understandably afraid that the next victims will be themselves. So on this evening they are indoors and fearful, because outside there is danger and possible death. It is a day when rumours have been flying around, but how do you know whose words can be trusted in this unprecedented time? I don't need to spell out some of the parallels with our own experiences in these past weeks. But into the midst of this comes Jesus and he says, "Peace be with you." Verse 19, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. amazing. Locked doors appear to be no barrier to the risen Jesus. And it definitely is him, because he shows his disciples the scars on his body from when he was nailed to the cross. He greets them with words of peace. But what is this peace that he brings? The Hebrew word shalom, peace be with you, was a common greeting at the time, but it carried with it a depth of meaning. One commentary I read described the greeting as meaning, may God give you every good thing. Others referred to the idea of wholeness or completion, maybe a kind of whole life experience of being blessed. Dave Smith, author of the 40 Days with Jesus material, says that shalom carries with it the idea that life can be lived as God intended it. He describes three levels of shalom. Eternal peace, that's peace with God. Internal peace, peace with ourselves. External peace, peace with others. Peace with God, within ourselves and with others. I'm guessing we can all identify with the need for these kinds of peace today. This is such an anxious and difficult time when we ask big questions about life. Is there any meaning to life? Is there a God? Is there anything after death? Do I matter? How do I find true peace? It's hugely significant that here Jesus greets his disciples with the word shalom, because Jesus has just won for them, and for you and for me, the ultimate peace. His death on a cross in first century Palestine was not merely one more unjust death in an outpost of the Roman Empire. It was a cosmic event, an offering of himself to God on behalf of all humanity. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, declared the Apostle Paul after he became a believer in Jesus. Whatever you and I have done, whatever messes we've made of our lives, whatever things we've done to others that we deeply regret, all can be forgiven by God through the death of Jesus on the cross. The return of Jesus from death and his words of greeting answer our big questions. They tell us that yes, there is a God, and yes, we matter. Look at the lengths God went to give us a way back to himself. Yes, there is life after death, and yes, we can have peace with God that lasts into eternity. This is the message of ultimate peace that is on offer through the risen Jesus. And it's a peace that can carry us through the trials and griefs of life. It won't mean that we stop feeling things, but it does mean that we have, despite all that life throws at us, the security of knowing God's love. I've been a member at Newcastle Baptist Church now for about 17 years, and on occasion I've spoken to older members of the congregation when they've been going through serious health issues, sometimes life-threatening ones. The conversations that stick in my mind are when people have spoken calmly and even cheerfully about what might be in store, saying, I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. Those words come from a deep trust in Jesus, knowing the peace which he has brought, knowing that in him nothing can separate us from the love of God in this life or the next. I wonder if you know that kind of peace today. Well, this peace is tied up with the power to live life in a new way. In verses 21 and 22 we read, again Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. We aren't yet at Pentecost, that great day when the Holy Spirit comes in power and changes the disciples into people of great courage. But Jesus is indicating what's to come. It says he breathed on them. The Hebrew for spirit is ruach, and it means breath. The Spirit of God can be described as the breath of God. think during these times we've all become so aware, haven't we, of the precious way in which our bodies process oxygen. We breathe in, and the oxygen is processed through our lungs into our blood, bringing life. In normal times, we're hardly aware of the continual process of breathing. But how grateful we are now if our lungs are working normally, enabling us to breathe. Breath means life. But here Jesus is saying that we need another kind of breath to truly live, the breath of God. It's God's Spirit living in us who brings the true peace that we need. Christians talk about being born again because Jesus, through his Spirit, brings us a new spiritual life. We become alive to the things of God, and life takes on new meaning. Just as God's Spirit changed Jesus' disciples, so he brings us power to become fully who we were meant to be. We can live life as God intended it to be lived. And the Spirit brings us that assurance of peace with God, making it real in our lives. Now, I don't know about you, but I often wish that I could be the kind of person who just sails through life serenely, never getting upset, always at peace. And you might be thinking that maybe this is the kind of peace that Jesus brings, that your emotions will never bother you again. But Jesus himself didn't live like that. He had the closest relationship with God that any human being has ever had. Yet he got angry when he came across injustice or religious oppression. He cried when one of his friends died. He was moved with deep compassion for people who were suffering. I think when we find peace with God and his Spirit comes to live in us, we will feel things. We will be moved to join in with what matters to God. He will help us to manage our emotions so that our relationships with others become more peaceful. But we will start to feel the things that God feels and want to take action. Jesus had a message for his disciples that first Easter evening. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. We know that in the following days the disciples were changed into preachers and healers who wanted everyone to know the joy of belonging to God. You see, peace with God leads to purpose for God. Through his Spirit we become co-workers with Jesus, bringing about God's ways in the world. I wonder if you have experienced the nudging of God's Spirit in recent weeks. Maybe someone's been on your mind, so you've rung them and then discovered that they were really struggling and needed someone to talk to. Maybe you've been prompted to shop for friends or neighbours because you've realised they couldn't leave the house. Maybe you have been calling on God's Spirit to give you courage and compassion each day as you care for the sick in hospital or in a care home. Jesus gives us all work to do. And your life and mine have meaning, even at a time like this, and perhaps especially at a time like this, because he calls us to love him and to work alongside him. Going back to the start of our passage, we saw how Jesus' disciples were meeting in a locked room for fear of what the religious authorities might do to them. But when Jesus came and stood among them, they began to experience the peace, the power, and the purpose of God. Everything was transformed because Jesus was alive. And our lives too can be transformed if we will allow Jesus into the midst of them. I would like to invite you now to close your eyes and to picture your own circumstances. What fears or concerns are you carrying for yourself and others? Is something making you feel helpless or afraid? Are you bearing pain and grief? Do you feel lost and as if no one cares? Picture Jesus now standing in the midst of your circumstances. He is risen from the dead, and he comes to you in love and joy. Hear him say to you, "Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Let his peace wash over you. Let his Spirit fill you. Be ready for what he may have planned for you, and be joyful. Amen." If you've received the peace that Jesus offers today, or you want to find out more about the Christian faith, then we'd love to help you take the next step. You can email our minister, Tim Hancock, on tim@newcastlebaptist.org.uk, or take a look at our church website, www.newcastlebaptist.org.uk. We would love to be part of your journey. Peace be with you.